healthily. It can't hurt me. Do you see what I mean? Or you'll start doing things for that because you're lacking in your life and you're insecure. It's just a good word. They ate the tree. You know the story, okay? Who doesn't know the story? They ate the tree. Do I need to go there? I mean, does everybody understand that Adam and Eve were in the garden and they ate the tree? We can just jump in right there. God said, don't. And here's what Satan does. He takes what's forbidden by God and starts tempting and lusting the flesh. All of a sudden, the tree that was the least desired, it was a forbidden tree. It was the tree now that they couldn't help but to touch. There was a mystique about it. There was a... All of a sudden, this tree they were focusing on because of the voice of suggestion. Satan comes in, he draws on the flesh, and he paints another picture, and he twists the word of God. Well, has God said? Surely God just knows that. And he defined God apart from God. He discoursed God without truth. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. And that's what happens every time people sit and talk for 30 minutes about God and never share his scripture. Well, you know, God, sometimes he does this and God will sometimes do that. And you know what? I've seen God do this and do that because God will sometimes... Uncle Bill dies of cancer. Uncle Steve is delivered and healed. So the church looks at Uncle Bill and looks at Uncle Steve and says, wow, well, God must heal some and he doesn't heal others. You're defining God through your experiences. You can't define God through your experiences. There's so much theology and doctrine out there because men are weighing God through what they are going through. You can only find out who God is right here. And my Bible says, if I believe, I can do anything. Anything's possible through faith. If you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this, go, and it'll go. And by no means anything will be impossible. All things, whatever you ask, believing, you shall receive. Abide in me. Let my word abide in you. You will ask what you want, and it shall be given. Why couldn't we cast the epilepsy spirit out, Jesus? You don't believe. It's pretty straight, isn't it? Jesus didn't cut no corners. Bam. He loves us enough to tell us the truth. Without righteousness, your faith life will be crippled. You won't know whether you're coming or going. You don't know whether God's hearing you or not. When you know you're righteous, you know God's listening. When you know you're righteous, you know God's in you and speaking through you. When you know you're righteous, you have confidence before God. Didn't he say, come in boldly to the throne of grace? He didn't say arrogantly, boldly, because the door's not shut and you're not encroaching and he's not on the phone and busy. He has time for you. Come boldly and receive mercy and grace in every time of need. The first time you see righteousness, Genesis chapter 3. They ate the tree, their eyes were opened. Uh-oh, now the knowledge of good and evil was upon their soul. Okay, now God comes, who's a father, who they knew as a father, and what do? Sin consciousness will mess you up, people. Forget it, but let's get off of sin and let's get over here on God and on the blood of Jesus and on forgiveness. Because sin consciousness, when God walked in the garden and they heard the sound of him coming, when God comes into a service, some people get funny. When God really comes in a service, some people get funny. Some people feel like they want to run. Some people get condemned. Some people are itchy and funny. And some people are thinking, oh God. Do you know what I mean? Because we're not ready to face him because we don't understand him. We've got the wrong perception of God. Even if I need change in my life, he's coming to make things right. He's coming. Even if there is weeping for a moment, joy comes in the morning. Even if I got to break and lay and bawl and squall. You know my prayer life sometimes? I say, God, come with such a spirit of repentance and break us as the church so you can fix us right. And if I'm the first one that got to fall and break into a million pieces and be humbled in front of 1,000 people, break me and knock me down and take us out so you can lift us up. I pray that way. I don't want nothing to stop God in my life. I get into interceding and get alone and start praying that stuff because some people hear that stuff and they go, whoa, God. I want God to come and turn us inside out. And you want to let him change you and purify you to the point where, go ahead, turn me inside out because what you see is what you get. You know, I cried and held my 18-year-old daughter and cried and said, do you know one of the greatest joys of my salvation? And I bawled like a baby. She was going through some struggles and decisions. And I said, laying my head on the pillow at night, knowing I'm right with God, closing my eyes and going to sleep like a